predstavljal Dita Bakršna je, ki jo je prevedel in komentiral duhovni učitelj Mesibatija Danta Svami Šiva Pravka.
No doubt there are many authorized shastras or scriptures in human society for our gradual elevation to the spiritual world.
Brez dvoma obstaja več autoritativnih svetih spisov za napredovanje v duhovnem življenju.
In our Krishna conscious movement, we are taught to respect all of these scriptures along with their spiritual cultures.
V Gibanju za zavest Krišne nas učijo, da spoštujemo vse svete spise skupaj z duhovnimi kulturami.
But we are particularly interested in Bhagavad Gita, which you could say is like a PhD study in the science of God.
Zlasti pa me zanima Bhagavad Gita, ki je kot nekakšen doktorat v znanosti Boga.
Just like in any field of education, there are different gradations until you learn everything.
Kako so na vsakem področju znanja različne stopnje, dokler se ne naučiš vsega.
If you want, you can finish at high school.
Če želiš, lahko končaš v srednji šoli.
And now in my country, America, you can stop school at, I think, 17.
V moji državi Ameriki se lahko prenehaš izobraževati pri 17.
But better to go on to university.
Še bolje pa, če greš naprej na fakulteto.
And better yet, if you can continue your study of university and get a master's degree or a PhD in
Še bolje pa, če svoj študij še naprej nadaljuješ in narediš magisterij ali doktorat ali tako.
So the same is true with spiritual life.
In to je to, da že tudi v duhovnem življenju.
There's a saying, at least in our Christian theology, Christian tradition, that God helps those who help themselves.
Obstaja rek vsaj v krščanski tradiciji, da Bog pomaga tistim, ki se pomagajo sami.
So as much as you want to know about who you are, who is God, and what is your eternal relationship with him, that education is available.
In tolikor, kolikor si želiš izvedeti o Bogu in o svojem večnem odnosu z njim, toliko znanja je dostopno.
Yeah, it is especially available in India.
Če zlasti je dostopno v Indiji.
That does not mean that India is better than other countries or the people are more special.
To ne pomeni, da je Indija boljša od drugih dežel ali pa da so ljudje bolj posebni.
It simply means that the most advanced science of God consciousness has been revealed in India.
To preprosto pomeni, da je najbolj vzvišena znanost o Bogu bila razodeta v Indiji.
India is called in the ancient language Bharatvarsha. Varsha means like a land, place.
India se v starodavnem jeziku imenuje Bharatvarsha. Varsha pomeni dežela ali kraj.
Bharat in Sanskrit means light.
Bharat pa pomeni v sanskrtu svetlobo.
When the lights are on, you can see.
Ko se luči prižgane, potem lahko vidiš.
When the lights are off, you can't see anything.
Ko pa se luči ugasnene, potem ne moreš ničesar videti.
So in the same way, without spiritual knowledge, without transcendental knowledge, we are all in the darkness of ignorance.
In podobno smo brez duhovnega znanja vsi v temi nevednosti.
We don't know who we are.
Ne vemo, kdo smo.
We don't know why we're here.
Ne vemo, zakaj smo tukaj.
We don't know the purpose of life.
Ne vemo, kaj je cilj življenja.
And we don't know how to achieve it.
In tudi ne vemo, kako ga doseči.
We may consider ourselves very well educated, but unless we can liberate ourselves from the miseries of material existence, our intelligence has very little value.
Lahko se imamo za zelo izobražene, ampak dokler se ne moremo osvoboditi od bed materialnega življenja, potem naša inteligenca ni zelo dragocena.
The Vedic scriptures in particular encourage us, Atato Brahma Janasya. Now that we have come to the human form of life, now is the time to inquire into self-realization.
Še zlasti vedski spisi nas hrabrujejo, da sedaj, ko smo prišli do človeške življenjske oblike, je čas, da se sprašujemo o duhovnem.
We were explaining the other day that coming to the human form of life takes a long time.
Pred dnevi smo govorili o tem, da dolgo časa traja, da dosežemo človeško življenjsko obliko.
Because we have to transmigrate to so many different species of life.
Kajti moramo preiti skozi mnoge oblike življenja.
It's not that this is our first life or even our second life.
Ni da je to naše prvo življenje ali drugo.
This is one life in many chapters of a very big book.
To je eno življenje v mnogih poglavjih zelo debele knjige.
This like This Bhagavad Gita has so many chapters, so you can see your life divided, your existence divided into many chapters.
Kot ima ta Bhagavad Gita mnogo poglavi, lahko tudi svoje življenje vidite razdeljeno v mnogo poglavi.
Each life is a different chapter.
Vsako življenje je drugo poglavje.
It has a beginning called birth.
Ima začetek, imenovan rojstvo.
It has a middle part called disease and old age.
Ima srednji del, ki se imenuje bolezen in starost.
And the end of the chapter is called death.
Konec poglavja pa se imenuje smrt.
We do not die, only the chapter finishes, only this body finishes, and we continue on.
Ampak mi ne umremo, samo to poglavje se konča, samo telesom je konec, mi pa nadaljujemo.
Dehino sminjata dehe, kovanam jovanam jara, tata tiantaras patir, diristata nemujanti. As the embodied soul continually passes from the body of a baby, to a boy, to a youth, to an old man, the soul passes into another body at death.
Tako kot duša prehaja iz telesa otroka v mladostnika in v starca, tako v trenutku smrti duša prejde v novo telo.
So like this we have been transmigrating from body to body since time immemorial, and finally by the grace of God we arrive at the human form of life in Ljubljana, Slovenia.
In tako smo že od nekdaj prehajali iz telesa v telo in končno po Božji milosti smo prišli v človeško telo v Ljubljano v Slovenijo.
Or San Francisco, California, United States of America.
Ali v San Francisco, Kaliforniji v Združenih državah Amerike.
But atato brahma jinasya, now that we have come to the human form of life, now is the time to inquire about our higher spiritual nature.
Ampak sedaj, ko smo dobili človeško obliko življenja, je čas, da se sprašujemo o višji duhovni naravi.
To come out of darkness, to come into light, to come out of ignorance, to come into truth, to leave the material world and go back home to the kingdom of God, the spiritual world.
Da pridemo iz teme na svetlo in da pridemo iz nevednosti do znanja in da pridemo iz materialnega sveta v duhovni svet.
So those who are sincere seekers of the truth, they will find that topmost education in Bharatvarsa, the land of light, meaning the land of knowledge, the land of spiritual knowledge.
In tisti, ki so zelo iskreni v iskanju znanja, bodo videli, da najviše znanje prihaja iz Bharatvarše, iz dežele svetlobe, se pravi iz dežele znanja.
Why is India particularly gifted with this spiritual knowledge?
Zakaj je še posebno Indija obdarjena s tem duhovnim znanjem?
Because the civilization there has been, since time immemorial, very spiritually advanced.
Ker je tamkajšnja civilizacija že od nekdaj zelo duhovno napredna.
Only recently our Western civilization, our Western culture has developed a little material progress.
Šele nedavno je naša zahodna civilizacija tam razvila malo zahodnjaškega napredka.
But India has been advanced for many thousands of years in spiritual culture.
Ampak Indija pa je napredna že mnogo tisoč let v duhovnem znanju.
Therefore, when Krishna appears there, he speaks the most profound knowledge.
Zato, ko se Krishna tam pojavi, on govori najbolj duhovno znanje.
Whenever the Lord or his son, such as we know Lord Jesus Christ, or his representative like Muhammad, whenever they come, they speak as much as the people of that time can understand.
Kadarkoli se pojavi Gospod ali njegov sin, tako kot Jezus Kristus ali predstavnik Mohamed, govori v skladu s tem, koliko lahko ljudi, ki jim govori, razumejo.
Each of these divine personalities knows everything about the Lord, about the spiritual world, but they teach as much as the people of that time can assimilate.
Vsaka od teh oseb ve vse o Bogu, ampak poučuje v tolikšni meri, koliko lahko ljudje razumejo.
Just like in Christian tradition, Lord Jesus Christ told the people, I have more to teach you, but you are not ready to bear it.
Tako kot je Jezus Kristus v krščanski tradiciji povedal, jaz bi vam lahko še več povedal, ampak vi niste pripravljeni.
He knew everything about God. He said that he sat at the right hand of the Father.
On je vedel vse o Bogu. On pravi, da je sedel na desni strani očeta.
So that means here's the right hand. So Mataji is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
To je desna roka in Mataji sedi ob desni roki očeta.
So unless she has very poor vision, she should be able to see exactly what I look like and what I'm doing and etc.
In razen če ni slabovidno, potem bo videla mene in kako izgledam, kako počnem.
In fact, after the class, you can, she can tell you what color of cloth I was wearing, what color of eyes I have, what kind of garland I had, what type of accent I had. So many things she can tell you.
In po predavanju vam lahko pove, kakšna obleka, kakšne barve obleko imam, kakšne barve oči, kakšen venac, kakšen akcent.
So in the same way, if Jesus Christ said that he sits at the right hand of the Father, that must mean that he knows so many things about the Father.
In podobno, če Jezus Kristus dejal, da je sedel ob desni strani očeta, potem to pomeni, da ve mnogo stvari o očetu.
In fact, he went so far as to say, the Father and I are one.
Pravzaprav je šel tako daleč, da je dejal, da sta oče in jaz eno.
That is often misinterpreted, that they are, that Jesus is God.
To pogosto napačno razlagajo, da je Jezus Bog.
What he meant is they were so intimate, they were like one person.
In kar pa misli s tem povedati je, da so tako zaupna, da so kot ena oseba.
They were so intimate in love.
Tako zaupna v ljubezni.
So he could have easily revealed to the people of the time he was preaching and the place he was preaching everything about Krishna.
In ljudem, katerim je pritikal in na tistem kraju, bi lahko zlahka razodel vse o Krišni.
Because ultimately God is a person.
Kajti konec koncev je Bog oseba.
How could God not be a person?
Kako Bog ne bi mogel biti oseba?
If he's the source of everything and there's personality in this world, within him there must also be personality.
Če on je zor vsega in je v tem svetu obstaja osebnost, potem je tudi on osebnost.
If everything comes from God, then he must also be a person because we're persons.
Če vse prihaja od Boga, potem mora tudi on biti oseba, kajti mi smo tudi osebe.
But he is not a material person, neither are we.
Ampak on je materialna oseba in tudi mi nismo.
As he is a spiritual person, ultimately we are also spiritual persons, we have a spiritual identity.
Kot je on duhovna oseba, smo tudi mi duhovna oseba, imamo duhovno naravo.
So Lord Jesus, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, he can see the Father, so that who is the Father?
In Gospod Jezus je sedel na desni strani očeta in je lahko videl očeta. In kdo je potem oče?
Is he different for everyone or is he the same Father?
Ali je za vsakega drug ali je isti za vse?
He's the same Father for everyone.
On je isti oče vsem.
So what would Lord Jesus see?
In kaj bi Gospod Jezus videl?
He'd see peacock feather.
On bi videl pavje pero.
He'd see the beautiful curling locks of Keshava.
Videl bi čudovite kodre Kešave.
See the beautiful lotus eyes of Lord Krishna.
Vidite bi čudovite lotusove oči.
He'd see his Vajjayanti garland. Vajjayanti garland doesn't go just down here. Vajjayanti goes down to the ankles, five different types of forest flowers.
Vidite bi Vajjayanti venec cveta. Ta venec cveta ne gre samo do pasu, ampak do gležnjev in je narejen iz petih različnih vrst cvetja.
He'd see the beautiful Kastubya jewel which Lord Krishna wears.
Videl bi čudovit Kastubya dragulj, ki ga Gospod Krishna nosi.
He'd see the beautiful Shamsundar color, the Lord bluish black like a monsoon cloud.
Videl bi čudovita Shamsundar barva, poti, to je črno modra.
He'd see Tribhanga Sundar. He'd see the beautiful threefold bending form of Krishna.
Videl bi čudovito obliko Krišne, ki je preganjena na treh koncih.
Playing on his venu, his transcendental flute.
Tako igra na svojo transcendentalno flauto.
And around Krishna he would see the whole kingdom of God.
In okoli Krišne bi videl celotno Božje kraljestvo.
So he, if he sat at the right hand, he must have known these things.
Torej, če je sedel ob desni strani, potem je moral poznati vse te stvari.
But he did not say these things.
Ampak tega ni povedal.
For reasons of his own.
Zaradi svojih razlogov.
But to be understood that even what little he told the people, they were not ready to understand.
Ampak treba pa razumeti, da še celo tisto malo, kar je povedal, ljudem oni tega niso bili pripravljeni.
They crucified him for whatever little he gave them.
Križali so ga že za tisto malo, kar jim je dal.
We have to understand that the representative of the Lord, he preaches according to time and circumstance.
Moramo razumeti, da Božji predstavnik pridiga v skladu s časom in okoliščinami.
So we can just begin to understand what type of people he was speaking to by what type of instructions he gave.
In potem kakšna navodila je, da lahko vsaj malo razumemo, kakšnim ljudem je pridigal.
Don't kill, Don't steal, don't commit adultery, don't lie. These were some of his basic instructions.
Ne ubij, ne kradi, ne prešuškuj, ne laži. To su bile neke od njegovih osnovnih navodil.
So what type of audience was he addressing? If I have to begin my lecture by giving some very basic instructions how to be civilized men and women, then how could I impart something more deeper and transcendental?
Če bi moral sva predavanje začeti s tem, da bi dal navodila, kako sploh biti civiliziran človek, kako bi potem sploh lahko prišel do nečesa globljega, transcendentalnega.
Or Mohammed, with all due respect, who had to encourage the people not to kill their daughters, because that was a custom in those days, because the boys brought in money, daughters cost so much to maintain at home, so at that part of the world, when there was a young girl born, they would kill the young girl, only keep the boys. So one of his main instructions was, keep the daughters.
Ali pa Mohamed, spoštovanje, ampak moram povedati, da oni moral dati svoje politiki navodila, da ne pobijajo svojih čerape. Takrat je bila navada, da so ubijali ženske otroke, pustili so samo moše, kajti z ženskim otrokom je toliko stroškov povezanih, tako da on je dal navodila, ne pobijajo teh čerape, pustite jih žive.
Who thinks that's an intelligent instruction?
Kdo misli, da je to inteligentna navodila?
Ladies? Gentlemen? All the grihastras should have been. But Krishna, when he appeared in India, we can understand what type of civilization he was speaking to by his instructions.
Ampak Krishna, ko se je pojavil v Indiji, lahko po njegovih navodilih lahko sklepamo, kakšno občinstvo je imel on.
Najayate mriyate va karachin nayam bhutva bhavita va nimoja. He said, for the soul, there's never birth nor death, nor having once been, does he ever cease to be.
Dejal je, da za dušo ni ne rojstva, ne smrti in da nikoli ni bilo ne začetka, ne konca.
He's unborn, undying, he's existed since the beginning of time.
Duša nikoli ne umre in je že od vekoma obstajala.
And he is not slain, that soul, when the body is slain.
In ko se ubije telo, duša ne ubija.
So this is transcendental knowledge. It has little, if anything, to do with the body.
To je transcendentalno znanje, ima zelo malo povezave s telesom.
Most people identify with the material body.
Večina ljudi se poistoveča s materialnim telesom.
In fact, even the greatest scientist or the biggest philosopher, they're all under the illusion that they are the body.
Celo največji znanstveniki in filozofi so v iluziji, da so oni telo.
Right, they look into the mirror, and the men are identifying, yes, they're flexing the muscles, no one's there to look. Looking, nice, very nice.
Vidijo se ogledala, takrat ko jih nihče ne opazuje in se opazuje, kakšne mišice imajo, zelo lepo.
Right, and ladies are looking also, very, very nice.
Vidijo se tudi gledajo, danes tako lepo izgledamo.
This is our education, this is all illusion, but we are not the body.
Tako nas danes učijo, ampak to je vse iluzija, kajti mi nismo to telo.
Krishna describes the body as yantra.
Krishna telo opisuje kot yantra.
Very sophisticated machine.
Zelo sophisticirano
stroj. Modern science is very proud of the machines. The scientists have created some quite amazing machines. In fact, you wouldn't even call a computer a machine. It'd be an insult. But it is a machine.
Sodobna znanost je zelo ponosna na svoje stroje. Naredila je toliko začudujočih strojev. V bistvu bi bila želitev, če bi računalniku rekli stroj, ampak to je stroj.
Because without a conscious person to operate it, it can't do anything on its own.
Kajti brez osebe z zavestjo, ki upravlja s tem strojem, ne more sam narediti ničesar.
So similarly, this body is even more sophisticated than the computer. In fact, scientists have yet to understand how many things happen within this body, like digestion, like transferring information from the brain to the senses, how blood is made. There's so many things they don't even know yet. It's so sophisticated they can hardly begin to understand it.
Podobno pa je to telo še bolj sofisticirano kot sodobni stroji. na primer prebava ali kako kri prihaja iz možganov dela telesa ali to toliko stvari ki jih znanstveniki sploh ne morejo začeti razumeti.
But like any machine, simple or sophisticated, is useless without an operator or a driver.
Ali ampak kot vsak stroj preprost ali sofisticiran ne more delovati brez da bi ga nekdo upravljal.
So who is the operator or driver of this sophisticated yantra which we call the body?
In kdo upravlja ali vozi to sofisticirano yantro ki jo imenujemo telo?
That is the atma, the soul.
To je atma, duša.
The soul is situated within the region of the heart.
Duša je situirana v predelu srca.
That's very scientific.
We
know that instinctively. Because when we point to ourselves, we don't say, I would like to tell you, or I would like to tell you, or I would like to tell you. I would like to tell you. I want to tell you. So instinctively we point to ourselves, the soul, which is very tiny, infinitesimal, situated within the region of the heart.
To je zelo nagonsko, kajti ko pokažemo nase in povemo, jaz bi nekaj povedal tebi, ne pokažemo na prst ali na stopalo, ampak pokažemo predel srca, to je že nagonsko tako.
Now that soul is present throughout the body in the form of consciousness.
In duša je prisotna po celem telesu kot zavest.
Just like the sun, which gives light and heat to the entire universe, is situated in one particular place of the universe.
Tako kot sonce, ki daje toploto in svetlobo celotnemu univerzumu, je situiran na določenem mestu v univerzumu.
But at the same time, the sun is present everywhere by the diffusion of its heat and its light.
Ampak istočasno pa je sonce povsod prisotno, tako da razpraši svojo svetlobo in toploto.
We open the shades and we say, let the sunshine come in, let the sun come in the room. Well, what if all the sun came in your room, it dissolved, everything would burn in an instant. What do you mean? The heat of the light of the sun is coming in. It's representing the sun. The sun is present to its heat and its light.
Odvrnemo zavese in pravimo, naj sonce vstopi v sobo. Ampak kaj misliš, če bi sonce vstopilo v sobo, bi vse požgalo. Ampak v bistvu vstopijo sončni žarki, ki predstavljajo sonce.
So although the soul, you, the spiritual person, are situated in one part of the body, that soul is 1/10,000th the tip of a hair in dimension.
In čeprav je duša ti situirana v tem telesu in je velika samo eno desetisočinko konice lesu.
It is so powerful that it is present throughout the entire body in the form of consciousness.
Je tako močna, da je po celem telesu prisotna kot zavest.
So where is this knowledge available in any other theology?
In kje lahko to znanje dobimo v kakšni drugi teologiji?
The nature of the soul, the dimension of the soul, how the soul is present within the body, the difference between the body and the soul. Where is this explained?
O naravi duše, velikosti duše, kako je duša prisotna po vsem telesu in o razlike med telesom in dušo, kje je to pojasneno?
This is actual religion, not to identify with the body, but to understand the nature of the soul. This is transcendental.
To je dejanska religija, ne da se poistovečamo s telesom, ampak da razumemo naravo duše, ki je transcendentalna.
And this type of knowledge, and even more advanced knowledge, was revealed to the people of India because they were already leading a moral way of life.
In takšno znanje in celo še bolj napredno znanje je bilo razodeto ljudem v Indiji, kajti oni so tako ali tako že živeli zelo moralno življenje.
Civilized life begins with moral life.
Civilizirano življenje se začne z moralnim življenjem.
And unless one is moral, unless one is civilized, he can't understand transcendental knowledge.
In če nismo moralni ali civilizirani, potem ne moremo razumeti duhovnega znanja.
It's not possible.
Ni mogoče.
Just like in our Krishna conscious movement, when we come to this movement, we're asked to be moral, because most people are immoral, and civilized, and on the basis of that, without foundation, we can begin to understand the transcendental knowledge of Bhagavad Gita.
Tako kot v gibanju za zavest Krišna, ko se nam nekdo pridruži, ga najprej prosimo, naj postane moralen in civiliziran, kajti danes večina ljudi ni moralnih. In šele potem lahko začne razumeti transcendentalno znanje.
For example, we're asked to give up meat eating, we're asked to be not take intoxication, we're asked to practice celibacy outside of marriage, we're asked to refrain from gambling.
Например, просят нас не уживать мяса, просят нас не интоксицировать, просят нас не иметь склонных отношений из-за закона и просят нас не коцать.
This is civilized life.
Это цивилизованное жизнь.
Of course, nowadays people think civilized means to, you know, dress in some nice clothes and speak language very well and use knife and fork properly.
Видите, данные люди себе представляют, что цивилизованно помени, да си лепо облечен и да правильно говориш и да правильно порадваш вилице и нож.
But real civilized life means Aryan life. Civilized life means to follow the codes of morality as are given in all the scriptures of the world.
Ampak pravo civilizirano in moralno življenje, arijsko, pomeni slediti navodila, ki so v vseh svetih spisih.
And on the basis of that moral way of life, one can begin to understand transcendental knowledge.
In na podlagi takšnega moralnega življenja lahko začnemo razumeti transcendentalno znanje.
No one is barred from becoming a saint. No one is barred, no one is everyone can become a saint.
Vsakdo lahko postane svetnik.
What is the definition of a saint? A saint is one who has awoken his Krishna consciousness or his God consciousness.
Kaj je svetnik? Svetnik je tisti, ki je prebudil svojo zavest Krishna ali zavest Boga.
In India there's thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of saints in Vedic culture because the process is so potent.
V Indiji je bilo v vedskih časih na tisoče, na stotine tisoče in celo na milijone svetih oseb, kajti ta proces je bil zelo močan.
Just like Lord Jesus said, be thou like thy father in heaven. That means everybody should become a saint. Not one or two or three or four or ten, but everyone should become saintly, everyone should become godly.
Tako kot je Jesus Kristus dejal, da naj bi vsak postal kot njegov oče v nebesih, to ne pomeni, da bi moral svetnik postati samo en ali dva ali deset, ampak vsakdo bi moral postati svetnik, svet.
But it generally doesn't happen.
Ampak v glavnem se to ne zgodi.
In Western culture, because people cannot even rise to the level of civilization.
V zahodni kulturi, kajti ljudje se ne morejo dvigniti niti do nivoja civilizacije.
Animals are dictated by their senses. Human beings control their mind and senses and use them in spiritual life.
Živali ženijo njihovi nagoni, ampak ljudje pa lahko obvladujejo svoje nagone in čutila in jih uporabijo v duhovnem življenju.
So generally our Western culture, Western civilization, people cannot begin to follow one or two or three or four of the principles I mentioned earlier, which are prerequisites to understanding God.
Tako da v zahodni kulturi ljudje težko sledijo že enega, dva ali tri načela, ki sem jih prej omenil.
With Vedic culture, people naturally follow this way of life.
Ki so predpogoj, da bi sploh spoznali Boga, ampak v vedskem življenju, v vedski kulturi pa se že naravno to vse sledili.
They naturally follow this way of life.
Že po naravi so sledili takšno življenje.
But even if one has for so many years followed a way of life which is not conducive to God realization, it is possible to change one's way and purify one's mind and intelligence to be able to understand God.
Ampak tudi če nekdo že mnogo let živi življenje, ki ni ugodno za spoznanje Boga, se lahko spremeni in prečisti svojo inteligenco, da lahko potem spozna Boga.
Yata kanchatam yati kamsham rasa vidanataha tata diksha vidanina dujatam jayatam nina. This is a beautiful verse by Sri Sanatana Goswami. He says, as bell metal it can be turned into gold when mixed with mercury in a chemical process. So one who is properly trained and initiated by a bona fide spiritual teacher immediately becomes a first-class man or woman.
Poučil verodostojni duhovni učitelj, takoj postane duhoven.
Now, no, have we ever heard of turning bell metal into gold?
Ali smo kdaj slišali, da se lahko neka kovina spremeni v zlato?
Do any of you know how to change just regular, if this is metal, how to change it into gold?
Kdo od vas ve, kako to kovino spremeniti v zlato?
There is a process.
obstáli proces.
I know that process.
Ja poznám ten proces.
How do you think I fly all around the world? In this time of financial crisis, when no one has money anymore, because I know the secret. How to turn ordinary metal into gold. I guess they don't want me to tell the secret.
Očitno ne smijem povedati skrivnosti.
Every time I'm about to tell you, the microphone goes off.
Svaki što sam ravno na tim da vam povijem sa tim mikrofon.
How many of you would like to know how to turn metal into gold? I'm not just making a joke. I know the process.
Koliko bi vas rado vidjela kako kovino spremeniti u zlato? Ne hecam se, zaista znam taj proces.
Oh, come on, everybody would like to know. Don't be humble. You have to give me $10,000 now. Sadhu should not charge anything for the knowledge that he gives. Otherwise he loses his tejas or his spiritual potency. If he takes money for his services, he loses his potency.
Sicer će sadu spremi denar za svoje usluge, uzame denar za svoje usluge, potim za svoje znanje, ki ga da, potim izgubi duhovnu moć.
Okay, you have your paper and your pen and paper ready, Sean?
A ste pripravili papir in svinčnik?
I think we're getting a new microphone here. We're getting another microphone? Yes. Oh, we have, okay. Okay, here we go. It's mentioned in ancient Vedic shastras.
To je omenjeno v starodavnih vedskih šastrah.
You take mercury, liquid mercury.
Vzameš živo srebro.
And you drink it.
In ga popiješ.
And if you survive the experience.
Če to preživiš.
Then when the mercury mixes with the fluids of the body in abnormal conditions, then in the morning, when you answer the call of nature, when you urinate onto the metal and it turns to gold. Now only a yogi can do this because a yogi has some mystic powers. Some yogis can actually choose the moment which they want to leave the body. And they can choose their destination as well. We can neither choose the moment when we want to leave, neither can we choose our destination. But that is possible for some fortunate souls who have practiced Ashtanga Yoga.
Mi ne moramo izbrati ne časa, ne kraja, kam bomo šli po smrti, ampak to pa lahko storijo nekatere srečne duše, ki so practicirale Ashtanga Yoga.
So they have the ability to drink the mercury without being affected.
Oni lahko popijejo živo srebro, ne da bi to
And thus in the morning they can turn their iron lota into gold. So this is quite amazing, and for most people it would be hard to believe. But there are many things we have yet to discover which are realities.
Ampak veliko stvari, ki jih še imamo za odkriti in ki so realne, resnične.
Modern science means unless they discover it, it doesn't exist, it's not true. But as soon as they discover it, they give their name to it and it exists.
Sedaj znanost pomeni, da če oni nečesa ne poznajo, niso odkrili, potem to ne obstaja. Ampak takoj, ko to odkrijejo in dajo temu ime, potem obstaja.
Anyway, there are many wonders which science may or may not discover in the future.
Kakorkoli že obstaja veliko čudežnih stvari, ki jih znanost še ni odkrila.
So just as it is amazing that one could mix these chemicals, drink them and live, and produce gold. So it is no less amazing that a person who is born into ignorance and is addicted to sinful activity, material activity, can be turned into a saintly person.
Ampak tako, kot se sliši neverjetno, da lahko nekdo popije živo srebro in železo naredi zlato, nič manj neverjetno ni, da lahko oseba, ki je živela zelo grešno, postane sveta oseba.
In describing the nature of sinful activity, it is described that just as it is practically impossible to really purify a wine-stained pot, because in India something, meat has touched it or wine has touched it, is considered unusable from that point on. You can't cook with it. So the same way you cannot properly clean a pot which has been stained with wine, similarly, how is it possible to cure, or rather to purify the heart, to make one's heart full of love for God, when that person has been engaged in so many sinful activities from birth? It's practically not possible.
Opisano je, da tako kot je praktično nemogoče pravilno prečistiti lonec, v katerem je bilo vino, kajti v vedski kulturi v Indiji se smatra, če se nečesa zataknilo meso ali vino, je zelo nečisto in je to nemogoče prečistiti. Tako kot je praktično nemogoče prečistiti takšno posodo, je tudi praktično nemogoče prečistiti srce grešne osebe, da postane prečistiti srce.
One time, one of my godbrothers, beginning early 70s, when we were in India, he went to one temple and he was having nice kirtan in front of the deity.
Nekega leta v Indiji sem z enim bratom po Bogu plesal pred božanstvom.
And the pujari said, "Oh, that's very nice kirtan you're doing. You keep on doing kirtan like that, in your next birth, you can take birth as a priest in India and be qualified to worship the deity, but not in this birth. You keep doing your kirtan, next birth, you can take birth in Vrindavan and worship the deity."
In pujari je dejal, "No, to je zelo lep kirtan, izvajata kar naprej, kar tako nadaljujta in mogoče se boste v naslednjem življenju lahko rodila v Indiji, v Vrindavanu, v takšni družini, kjer boste lahko oboževala božanstva. Ne v tem življenju, ampak v naslednjem."
So these are the smarter Brahmins. Interpret the what is they call the caste system, that one is born into a particular caste, that's it, you can't change.
In to se smatra brahmane, temu se reče kastni sistem. Oni interpretirajo, da v tisti družini, v kateri si se rodil, to ne moreš spremeniti.
But that's not the actual understanding, that's not what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita.
Ampak to ni pravo razumevanje, to ni tisto, o čemer Krishna govori v Bhagavad Gita.
Anyone who approaches him sincerely and engages in this devotional service can become purified to the point of even going back to the spiritual world.
Vsakdo, ki mu iskreno pristopi in se vključi v dano služenje njemu, se lahko prečisti celo toliko, da pride v duhovni svet.
Prabhupada used to say that there's no hippies existing anymore, but in the old days means 30 years ago for some of us, 30 years ago Prabhupada used to say that he was turning the hippies into happies.
V starih časih, pred kakšnimi 30 leti, je Šila Prabhupada imel navado reči, da on pretvara, spreminja hippije v happije.
They used to, in India, the people used to say, "Swamiji, what is your miracle?"
In ljudje so v Indiji so ga pogosto vprašali, "Swamiji, kaj je tvoj čudež, kakšen čudež si naredil?"
Because in India you have these type of yogis, they can do some kind of magic tricks. Nothing much, but something they can do.
V Indiji imaš jogije, ki pošeljajo neke čudežne stvari, ne veliko, ampak nekaj malega.
So they asked Prabhupada, "What a magic trick can you do?"
In vprašali so Prabhupada, kakšno čarovnijo pa lahko ti narediš?
"What is your miracle?"
Kaj je tvoje čudež?
Prabhupada would simply look out at his disciples and say, "This is my miracle. I have changed all these boys and girls. They were dirty, downtrodden, addicted to drugs, so many things before coming to Krishna consciousness. Simply by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare."
They have given up those bad habits, and what's more, they're engaged in the transcendental service of God. This is my miracle.
Prabhupada je samo pogledal svoje učence in je dejal, "Poglejte, to je moj čudež. Jaz sem spremenil srca vseh teh mladih fantov in deklet, bili so zelo nečisti. In samo s tem, ko so peli Hare Krishna, njihova srca postala čista. To je moj čudež."
Someone may say that's not so great, but government is spending tens of thousands of dollars hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to try to stop these problems. AIDS, drug abuse, so many violence within society, with very little change, if any. But by coming in contact with this transcendental process, a person easily gives those things up. It's no struggle. He easily gives those things up by taking to the devotional service of the Lord. So this is miracle. Miracle means to contradict the laws of nature.
Tako pomisli, da to ni, ne vem kakšen čudež, ampak pogledajte, vlada zapravi na stotine in milijone dolarjev za težave v družbi, kot so AIDS in narkomanija in toliko nasilja, ampak v tem procesu pa se zlahka znebiš takšnih stvari. In to je čudež.
Contradict the laws of nature.
Čudež pomeni upreti se zakonom narave.
We have a very nice case here in Ljubljana. One day I received a letter from some well-wishers here. There's one girl, she has joined this temple and she's addicted to drugs. But devotees started noting such a nice change was coming over her as she took to the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Da opazijo zelo lepo spremembo na njej, odkar je začela peti Hare Krishna.
Like sadhu, so sadhumayi. Sadhumayi means a lady who is like sadhu.
Tako kot sadhu, sadhumayi, to je ženski izraz, žensko, ki je kot sadhu.
So this lady who was involved in these activities by coming to the temple, it amazed the devotees, and finally I got one letter from Bhakti Ayana. Ayana, dear Shri Gurudev, please, I want to be your disciple. I have come to this movement, and I was so downtrodden and fallen before taking this intoxication, but by associating with the devotees and your disciples, my life has become blissful. Hare Krishna.
Prej sem živela zelo padlo življenje in sem se intoksicirala in vse mogoče, ampak sedaj sem zelo srečna in narečna.
Otherwise, what is the spirit must be more powerful than matter.
Duh je močnejši od materije.
Because spirit is a more dynamic principle. Spirit controls matter. Matter is dead energy. Spirit is conscious. The soul is conscious. So, obviously, the soul must be able to conquer over.
Kajti duh obvladuje materijo, materija mrtva in duh je zavesten in zato je normalno, da premaga materijo.
But we have to know the transcendental process, the authorized process.
Ampak moramo pa poznati transcendentalen, autoriziran proces.
Krishna says, conquer the lower self by the higher self.
Krishna pravi, premagaj nižji jaz za višji jaz.
And that science we learn in Krishna consciousness.
In te znanosti se naučimo v zavesti Krishna.
We can conquer that lower self, we can begin to work on cultivating our higher self as servants of God.
Ta nižji jaz lahko premagamo, tako da začnemo kultivirati svoj višji jaz kot Božji sluga.
And I have seen time and again how the process works irregardless of one's race or one's color of skin or one's birthplace or one's nationality. It is a transcendental process and therefore this Krishna conscious movement is spreading all over the world.
In vedno znova opažam, kako ta proces deluje ne glede na raso in veroizpoved in starost in spol in zato se ta proces razširil po celem svetu.
The proof of the pudding is in the tasting.
Dokaz, da pudding dober je v tem, da ga poskusiš.
And I always have in my mind one of my dear godbrothers, Rasada Prabhu, as an example.
In vedno podam primer enega od mojih bratov Popovo, Rasada Prabhu.
I first met Rasada Prabhu in the red light district. You know what red light district means? The low class district of Paris.
Rasada Prabhu sem prvič srečal v enem od najnižjih, najbolj padlih predelov Pariza.
Paris, every city has its bad part. Paris has a very bad part. Prabhupada said, people go to London to get educated, they go to Paris to enjoy.
Vsako mesto ima en tak degradiran predel in Pariz ima en zelo degradiran predel, Rečeno je, da ljudje grejo v Lodno, da se izobrazijo in podizvijo predobjo.
Ah, voilà, c'était très bon. Je dois aller à la Gay Party. You speak French? Je parle français. Non. Aller à la Paris, voilà. Aller à Paris, à la Pigalle. Et là, mais le bon vin, les femmes et tous les jours. Oui, là, là, moi, je suis. Mais c'est bon. C'est très bon. Mais c'est pas bon. It means it's not so good. He was there. We used to take our Harinam party, our singing party, chanting party, through the very low parts of Paris.
On je bil tam in mi smo skupaj po tem najbolj nizkem degradiranem delu Pariza šli s svojo skupino Harinam.
So we used to see him. We didn't know, like, we couldn't tell he was a human being at first. He was all dirty, and he had a dirty jacket, and never bathed, and bare feet, and he picked through the garbage. He would eat even the garbage, the garbage bins. He had a dirty jacket, and never bathed, and bare feet, and he picked through the garbage. He would eat even the garbage bins.
Najprej sploh nisi mogel vedeti, ali je on človek, ali ni bil zelo umazan in brsko je po smetih in bil je bos in tako.
So we were giving out invitations, so I saw him take an invitation and put it in his pocket. I went, oh my God, he's gonna come to the temple, that guy. What are we gonna do with him?
In mi smo delili povabila za tempel in on je vzel povabilo in ga spravil v žep in jaz sem pomislil,
So sure enough, one day, you know, this creature came to the Sunday feast. He kind of just came in with all the flies around him and everything. You could always tell where he was because there would be nobody else for at least 20 meters around him.
Mogoče vstopil še na Sunday feast z vsemi muhami okoli njega in takoj si lahko videl, kje je, kajti okoli njega ni bilo nikoga.
At first I thought he was of African descent, because he was all black. But later we discovered that he never took a bath.
Najprej sem mislil, da je Afričan, kajti imel je zelo temno pot, ampak kasneje smo ugotovili, da je to zato, ker se nikoli ne umiva.
Because he was so, you know, dirty and affected in mind by always drinking and taking drugs, he couldn't speak correctly. Yeah, like that. Food. What did you say? Food. So, I kind of liked him. Because, anyway, I just kind of liked him. But most devotees said, get this guy out of here. We can't get the class. So after a while, instead of letting him in, they just feed him at the door. And I used to go out and try to talk to him, like, how you doing? Does that mean good or bad? That's all right. Keep coming here, take this food, everything will be okay. Talk about the food, he'd smile. So whenever I'd go to see him, I'd have to take a big stick of burning incense, several sticks of incense, so I could talk to him. I learned that he was from Portugal. I got that much out of him. Other than that, we didn't know very much about him. You couldn't even tell how old he was. He looked old to me, but I knew he wasn't old.
Sebe nisam mogao niti reći koliko je star, izgledao je zelo star, ampak vidio sam da...
It's hard to see him because his hair was kind of like a shaggy dog. The hair was over, it was all matted, you know, original rasta. And, you know, once the wife departed, you'd see his eyes, you know.
Kako je postav videti, kaj imel je te zamršene in zlepene lasteče z oči in vsake toliko časa te da se razgrnje, da si mu lahko videl oči.
So we never let him in, but after a while, after a couple of months, you'd see him at the window and he'd be looking in during the class.
Tako da ga nikoli nismo spustili noter, ampak čez nekaj časa, čez nekaj mesecev, smo ga pa videli, kako gleda skozi okno in opazuje predavanje.
Yeah. We wouldn't let him in, but you'd always see him at the window. He'd kind of be looking and trying to hear what was being taught, said.
Nikoli ga nismo spustili noter, ampak pogosto smo ga videli, kako gleda skozi okno in poskuša slišati, o čem se govori.
So the devotees gave him a name.
In zato so mu bhakti dali ime.
Pig pen. You know, will you keep pigs? The pig pen, the place where you keep the pigs. Uh-huh. Pig pen.
Korito za prašiče.
Pig pen. You keep the hogs.
Sinak, sinak, ne?
Yeah. You know, they were a little cruel to him, actually. They'd chase him away, but every Sunday he was there at the window. So then, during the summertime, we learned that Srila Prabhupada was coming. So we were all busy, ready, getting everything together, and, you know, making everything real nice for Srila Prabhupada's, the spiritual master's arrival.
Zato smo bili vsi zelo zaposleni s pripravami na prihod duhovnega učitelja Šrila Prabhupada.
So in the midst of it all, you know, Pigpen kept coming around and the devotees were saying, God, what if he comes around when Prabhupada's here? It's so embarrassing.
Sredi vsega tega je prišel Sinjak in Bhakti so pomislili, zakaj se bo mislil Prabhupada bo tako sramoto nas bo spravil pred Prabhupadom, če bo prišel.
So they made a deal with him that he wouldn't come to the temple anymore, we'd feed him prasadam in the park.
Zato se pogodili z njim, da ne bo takrat prišel tempel, ampak da mu bodo dali prasadam v parku.
So I used to go out and visit him in the park when he was eating, and then one day I went out there and he was reading a book.
In tako sem ga jaz obiskoval v parku, in potem je on jedel ta prasadam, in nekaj sem ga obiskal, je on bral knjigo.
I said, hey Pigpen, you know how to read?
In sem ga vprašal, hey Svinjak, kaj ti znaš brati?
It took him a long time to read the page. I sat there about half an hour and after half an hour he turned the page. Slow. But I started noticing that he was developing good habits. If he'd spill some prasadam on the ground, he'd get down on his hands and knees and eat it with his mouth. He would respect the prasadam. He knew it was something special. And he never put the book on the ground. He'd always keep it like, he had some respect.
Ampak videl sem, da razvija dobre navade. Na primer, če mu je padel prasadam na tla, potem je šel na kolena in ga je pojedel. In nikoli ni knjige položil na tla, vedno je imel v rokah. Na nek način je spoštoval te stvari.
So he ended up just living in the bushes of the park.
In na koncu je pristal tam, tako da je samo živel v grmovju v parku.
Only myself and a few devotees would see him because he you know, as long as he was getting food out there, he was all right.
In videli smo ga samo jaz in še nekaj dat, in dokler je dobival hrano, potem smo vedeli, da je z njim vse v redu.
And I noticed he wasn't drinking so much anymore.
In opazil sem, da ne pije več toliko.
So, Prabhupada came to Paris.
In Prabhupada je prišel v Paris.
The swan-like, pure devotee of the Lord came to Paris and he came to the temple and we had a beautiful reception and Prabhupada was giving very wonderful classes on Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita.
Čisti bhakta gospoda kot labot je prišel v Paris in imeli smo čudovite programe in Srila Prabhupada dajo čudovite predavanje na Bhagavatam.
And then Prabhupada used to like to take a morning walk. Usually we'd drive him to a lake in the Bois de Boulogne, in the forest.
In Srila Prabhupada je zjutraj ponavadi šel na jutrni sprehod in običajno smo ga podali na jezero.
So one day that we were a little late, so Prabhupada said he'd walk near the temple. There was the park.
In nekega dne je bilo bolj pozno, Prabhupada je dejal, da se bo sprehodil samo ob templu, tam je bil park.
And somebody said, wait a minute, what a pig pen's there, you know? Said, come on, give him a break, you know? He's, he likes to shout him. But one devotee went out and he found Pigpen in the park and he chased him away. You get out of here, Prabhupada's going to walk in the park. So we went on the walk. Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. You hear the tap of Prabhupada's cane. You can hear it on the walk, the morning walk lectures or talks. You can hear it. T, t, t. Prabhupada always walked with the cane. So it was kind of a quiet moment, and we were walking along the bushes.
And
all of a sudden, this thing. Like the monster from, you know, the lake or something, just this thing just came out of the bushes and fell in front of Srila Prabhupada. We didn't know if it was man or beast or frog or God knows what it was. And it just landed at Prabhupada's feet, and it was Pigpen. And for the first time I heard him say something, you know, like you could understand, Prabhupada save me! Prabhupada save me! So Prabhupada just stopped and just, you know, was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And the devotees just grabbed Pigpen and threw him in the bushes. Prabhupada didn't like that. He said something, I don't remember the exact word, but we are respectful, he said, to every living entity. Don't do like this. So we kept walking.
And
we walked and walked, and we walked 45 minutes. And most of the devotees were there on the morning walk. So everybody had probably his guards watching out for Pigpen. No Pigpen the rest of the walk. We got back to the temple. We walked in the entrance way, the reception. Down the hall, and then there was Prabhupada first, and then there was myself and a couple of the devotees who walked into the temple room. And what did we see? Pigpen. And he dove, he was in the middle of the temple, he dove at Prabhupada's feet. This time he really held on and said, Prabhupada, save me, Prabhupada, save me.
In on je zagrabil, zelo močno je zagrabil Šila Prabhupadova stopala in je vpil, Prabhupad me rešil, Prabhupad me rešil.
He's grabbing Prabhupada's feet like that, bare feet. You know, he's all dirty and, you know, he's just...
Save me or
save me?
Save me.
And he's crying, probably his, you know, his dirty mouth caked with all kinds of garbage, and he's just holy brother's feet. So the devotees went to beat him. Prabhupada took his cane. Whack! He stopped them. And Prabhupada just stood there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He chanted practically a whole round. It was like 5 minutes. We were just there like, wow, what's happening? And Pigpen was crying and crying, Prabhupada, save me, you only, he said, you only. And he couldn't speak very good. And but Prabhupada just, Hare Krishna, we knew what happens when you touch the feet of a pure devotee.
In ko so Bhakti to videli, so ga hoteli spoditi stran, ampak Šrila Prabhupada samo zgrabil svoje palice in je Bhakti ostavil in je samo stal in mantral, skoraj cel krog je odmantral, mi smo samo stali tam v strani in opazovali, kaj se dogaja. In videli smo, kaj pomeni, da dotaknete se stopal čistega Bhakti.
There are certain spiritual things that have great potency. The prasad, which is left by the devotee of the Lord, the dust from his feet, and the water which has washed his feet, these things have great spiritual potency.
So določene stvari, ki imajo zelo veliko duhovno moč, naprimer prasadam čistega Bhakti in prah z njegovih otresov izkopal in voda, ki je oprala stopala tega Bhakti. Te stvari imajo zelo veliko duhovno moč.
So we could rarely touch Prabhupada's feet. We weren't allowed to do it because Prabhupada was getting sick from time to time. And you touch the feet of the sadhu, he takes your karma, and you get purified.
Mi se nismo smeli pogosto dotakniti stopala Šrila Prabhupade, kaj ti Prabhupada pogosto zbolel in ko se ti dotakniš stopala sadhuja, potem on vzame tvoja karma in ti se prečistiš.
This is transcendental science. It takes the karma, the your past sinful reactions.
To je transcendentalna znanost. On vzame tvoja karma, tvoja prejšnja, grešna.
So, you know, I was only allowed to touch Prabhupada's feet a couple of times, and I really had to do a lot to get there to do it. He was Pigpen. Prabhupada was letting him grab his feet. He was crying, tears. His tears were going on Prabhupada's feet for 5 minutes. Prabhupada, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada was just chanting Krishna, Krishna. And then after a while, Prabhupada said, "All right, now."
Ampak tukaj bi bil ta svinjak in je jokal in njegove solze so šle po pravopodobih stopalih, ampak Šrila Prabhupada je samo stal in mantral in mu to pustil. In potem, čez kakšnih 5 minut, pa je rekel, v redu, vse kaj te vala.
So Pigpen, he sat up and he was like changed. He started chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I never heard him before, like go through a sentence without stuttering. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Wow, what happened to Pigpen? What happened to that guy? I don't know. So then the devotee started to pick him up, right? Pick up Pigpen, throw him out. Prabhupada said, no, he's devotee. He can stay and hear the lecture. And Prabhupada said he was devotee, you know. Like, wow. Yeah, Prabhupada said he's devotee.
Pigpen is at the body.
So the Pigpen just sat right where he was. Prabhagana Vyasasan, Dairada Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopidana Balaba Girivadadi Yasuranandana Bhajajana Ranjana Jamunatira. You know, and devotees were like, you know, moving around. Pigpen? He's looking at Prabhupada like that. Prabhupada opened his eyes once in a while. Look at Pigpen. Kunjabiyadi. You know, we were moving around, playing chicka chicka tune, fancy drum, and chicka chicka, you know, like that. Pigpen. He was saying something, you know, like that. He really had a very strong attachment to Srila
Prabhupada. Take fine ritme, vridanga in kajatar, ampak on je pa samo gledal Šrila Prabhupada in nekaj je govoril, Šrila Prabhupada je tu in tam, da je odprl oči in je pogledal svinjaka in on je nekaj pel in je bil tako navezan na Šrila Prabhupada.
So I was kind of like, I knew what was going on, because I liked Pigpen, so I was kind of looking, you know, and that's that lecture, I heard the verse, Yata kanchatam dam yati kamshayam rasa vidanataha tata tiksha vidane na Dvijitam Jayate, you know, Prabhupada quoted Sanatana Goswami, bell metal is turned into gold when mixed with mercury in a chemical process. So one who is properly trained and initiated by a bona fide spiritual master immediately becomes a first class man.
In ja sam pozvao da se dodaje, jer kadinio sam rad seljaka i na tistim predavanju sam prvi sišao koje pravko citirao ver Sanatana Goswamije, u kojem Sanatana Goswami pravi da tako kot lahko bakar spremenimo v zlato, tako lahko tudi srce zelo grešno sebe spremenimo v svetlo sebe.
So at the end of the lecture, my Prabhupada gave his lecture, and devotees were saying, you know, Haribol, Haribol, and Pigpen, Jai Prabhupada! Jai Prabhupada! Jai Prabhupada!
In pa predavanje se bavite, rekli Haribol, Haribol,
It was like he heard something we didn't hear or something. He was like, you know, we were affected. Jai Prabhupada. I said, good lecture. He was like, Jai
Prabhupada.
So devotees, like, respected him. It was like he had something that we didn't have. So then everybody left and Prabhupada went upstairs and everything, and Pigpen just stood there, you know, just like with his eyes closed, sat there, you know. So then the temple president said, okay, time to go, Pigpen. And Pigpen said, can I stay?
Sinak pa je samo tam sedel in je imel zaprte oči in potem čez nekaj časa je prišel ten predsednik templa in je dejal, no, sinak, čas je, da greš, on pa je pogledal in dejal, a lahko ostane.
So the temple president didn't know what to do, you know.
Predsednik templa ni vedel, kaj ne stori.
So he looked at me and I said, yeah,
I'll stay. In to me pogledal in je dejal, nisem rekel, ne ostane.
So temple president said, all right, take him upstairs and scrub him down. Give him a scrub. It took us about 3 hours. He was dirty. And, you know, he had his matted locks, so, you know, we cleaned his body. He turned out to be Anglo-Saxon. It was the first time I saw him laugh because we were taking the brushes to scrub him. He was Hey, I said, oh, Piggy, you got a smile in you, huh, boy? All he could say was one thing. Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Okay, now we scrub a little softer, you know. There's something special going on here. So then, you know, we got the body clean, and then the fingernails, that was the big thing, right? It was long fingernails, like... Then we got to the hair, so I said, oh my God, this is impossible. How are we going to sell it? Just, he had a real mean dreadlock seeker. And he was a big man. He was fat boy like that. So he had the dhoti, you know, big fat dhoti like that. And kirtan.
In on je bil precej
really liked him when we scrubbed him up. He was kind of cute. And whatever prasadam was left over, Pigpen would eat it. Whenever devotees, you know, devotees would sometimes leave prasadam on their plates, or they put their plate aside, or sometimes devotees would put prasadam in the garbage. You'd see Pigpen after the feast, he'd go around and eat everybody's plate, he'd be licking it. He'd lick all the plates, you know. I said, Pigpen, what are you doing? He said, mercy.
Vidimo, da dajte postijo presadam na krožnikih in to so dali nekaj počasih celo presadam vržejo smeti In po feastu smo videli, kako je senjak vedno odšel in je pojedel vsta presadan s krožnikom in se bo polizal krožnikom, potem se bo vprašal, senjak, kaj počneš napraviti tu milost?
But then afterwards, I mean, when I go to bed, he'd be the one who'd be cleaning up. Nobody asked, he'd clean up and he'd clean the kitchen and he'd clean the toilets. I think this guy's crazy, they'd say. I said, wait a minute. I said, that's menial service. That's not crazy. Nah, that guy would be crazy, big man.
On je počistil cel tempel in kuhino in stranišče in mi smo mislili, pa on je nor, ampak ne, on je služil, to ni noro.
So, some time went on, he was in the temple a long time, anything needed done, hey, pig fan, come over and do this,
In čez nekaj časa, kot on tempel, smo ga prosili, ej, senjak, pridi, naredi to.
Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Don't you know how to say anything else? No, Prabhupada, Prabhupada,
Prabhupada.
So one day we came downstairs and Pigpen had a bag, a paper bag, and it was full of something. And oh, look, he's a thief! And we looked, and I said, no, wait, come on. We looked in the bag and it was full of books. When we said, see, thief, Pigpen said, no, me go Sankirtan. me go Sankirtan. I mean, it was like, he wanted to sing it on Pigpen. Nobody could know what to say.
In potem smo rekli, tat pravi, da se nekaj rekel, ne, jaz grem v Sankirtan.
So, devotees didn't know if we should let him go out there or not. I don't know what they would say,
Mislim, da so bili presenečeni in niso vedeli, ali nekaj sploh spustijo ven, kaj ne naredijo.
So, Pigpen said, Prabhupada, save me. I read book. Prabhupada, save me. Me, save other.
Prabhupada me rešil, jaz sem bral knjigo in on je mene rešil in jaz bom rešil druge. In mi sem mislili, oh, sinja.
So, one devotee just opened the door and said, okay, go on.
Neki bakko je tako vrata in smo rekli,
ne. I said, anybody want to go with him? No. Yeah, he'll be back in 10 minutes. You'll see, devotees say, he won't be able to do very much. I mean, come on, he can't even talk right. He's a big fat man, He can't even talk. So he came back about 2 hours later with an empty bag. So the devotees went, wow, I mean, maybe he just put them in the bushes. Somebody challenged you, where did you put those? Devotee, I'm devotee. Books, I don't put on ground. So, in those days, to do that many books would take an ordinary devotee about 2 or 3 days. So, I said, okay, I'll go out and I'll watch and see what happens. People say, yeah, you come me, you go. You may go. He took my hand, holding my hand. Oh my God, I can see me holding my hand with this man walking down the street. You come me, I show.
In potem sem jaz rekel, v redu, bom šel jaz z njim. In on je tudi dejal, poti z mano, in je prijel za roko. In potem sem mislil, o jaz ne, bodo videli, kako s tem človekom hodi po ulici.
I went out with him and he had his paper bag, He went out and we went on the street and he had dhoti on, fat man, fat boy, big cheeks, like, got bigger and bigger day by day with the prasad. His dreadlock sika kind of went like that. The most amazing thing When we got on the street, he was like a different person. He took the book and he kind of waddled up to a person and his kind of smile came on his face and he said something to the guy and the guy just kind of stopped and his businessman looked at this boy, you know, and took the book and kind of tried to hear what he had to say and then took out a donation and gave it to him. Hey, big fan, that was really good.
Vzel je knjigo in pristopil do nekega človeka, mu nekaj dejal, to je nek biznismen, on ga samo pogledal in poslušal, kaj ima za reči in mu dal donacijo in vzel knjigo. Nisem mislil, on si nekaj, to je res čudovito.
Then he did it again, and again, and again. I say, wow, what's your mantra, big man? What are you talking about?
To je naredil še enkrat, še enkrat, še enkrat in jaz sem ga vprašal. Sem si mislil, kakšno mantra imaš?
I tell people, Prabhupada save me. Prabhupada save you. So I'd always see the people kind of look down. What'd you say, kid? Prabhupada, save me, it save you. And they try to go. He said, no, no! No, Big Ben, give you a book. Everybody took a book. So then, years later, when we heard that Prabhupada, he sanctioned that formula, preaching is the essence, books are the basis, utility is the principle, purity is the force. Who did I think of? I think of Big Ben.
In leta kasneje, ko je šila Pravopad vzpostavljeno načelo, da pritegane je osnova, ne, pritegane je moč. Čistoče je moč, knjige so osnova, pritegane je bistvo in korisnost je načelo. Na koga sem se spomnil, nas je nekaj.
Purity is the force. Here's a guy, could hardly speak right, big, looked like he was in a big nappy or something, the way he'd wear his diaper. Is this dhoti, and he couldn't speak, but he had been changed by Srila Prabhupada. He was grabbing onto Prabhupada's feet, and he was begging for mercy, and Prabhupada was Patita Pavana. So, everyone started to love Big Ben. Everybody wanted to go. Everybody wanted to go in Sankirtan with him. And we started protecting him, because the bullies on the street, those kind of guys. They make, look at this guy. What is this guy? Can't even speak. They try to come over and Sankirtan, but don't you touch that guy? I'll smash your face. Who is this guy? That Big Ben. He got Prabhupada's mercy. It's Big Ben.
Tako so že začeli braniti, ker na ulici so bili neki grobijani in oni so rekli, kaj ti tukaj počneš, da bomo pretepli, ampak vajte se dejali, ne pusti njega pri miru, on je svinjak, on je dobil Prabhupadovo milost, Prabhupad je spremenil, pusti ga pri miru.
So he went on to be one of the biggest book distributors in France.
In na koncu je on postal eden od največjih
one of the biggest book distributors. He'd go out on Sundays, he'd go out on holidays, he'd go out on Janmashtami, Gaurpurnim. Where's Big Ben? Come on, wait, Big Ben, he's doing books. What is he? Oh, he always does books.
Remember
one day it was like Janmashtami night. You know how we fast all day and we, you know, we can't do anything, we're in the temple. Good, prasadam, Bhagavan Shri Krishna prasadam ki. You know, we're waiting, looking at our watches, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 2 hours till Krishna appears and we get to eat.
Da bo prasadam, da se bo Krishna pojavil, da bomo lahko jedli.
So one Janmasi at 11:30 at night, and I said, you know, wow, half an hour. I said, where's Pigpen? Pigpen, he's on the Champs-Élysées doing books.
In na Janmashtami je po 12:00, sam pomislio, kje je Senjak? In on je bil na Elizejskih polanah in je vidil knjige.
So we weren't far from Champs-Élysées, was the most important, wealthiest, most materialistic street in Paris. It was about 20 minutes walk from our temple. So I walked out, it's like 10 minutes to midnight, and downtown Paris, you know, big limousines, fancy cars, people in tuxedos, ladies in big evening gowns, drinking champagne.
Elizejske polane so eden od najbolj materialističnih in najbogatejših delov Pariza. In jaz sem šel tam kakšne 10 do 12, 10 do polnoči, in tam so bile limuzine in ženske v večernih oblekah in so pili šampanjec.
And you know, that kind of mood. Walking down the street, in the middle of the street, there's Pigpen in his big white dhoti with his t-shirt for a hole, so he wouldn't spend any money on himself. Any money he got, he'd give it to the BBT. Just, you know, didn't even keep warm in the winter. There's Pigpen on the street, the same mantra. Prabhupada save me, Prabhupada save you. Take the book. Pigpen, give you a book, you know.
Takšno zdušje je bilo, v tem sredi svega tega sem videl Sinaka v tem njegovem belem dotiju in v majici z luknami, nikoli ni porabil nič denarja za se, vse je dal za BBT, celo po zimi ni imel ničesar, da bi mu bilo toplo. In on je tam stal in z isto mantro delil knjige. Pravbe te rešil mene, pravbe bo rešil tebe, vzemi knjige.
I said, Pigpen, it's Janmasami, it's 10 minutes of midnight, come back to the temple.
In rekel sem, Sinjaka, Janmasami je 10 do polnoči, je prvi nazaj temple.
So he said something like, yeah, one more book, one more book.
In rekel, samo še eno knjigo, samo še eno knjigo.
All right, one more book. All right, I did it. You did it. Wow, that was fast. We walked back to the temple and we walk into the park and he said, there. That's where Papa gave me mercy. So, after some time, temple council meeting, who's up for initiation?
In čez nekaj časa je bilo na tempelskem sestanku se postavilo vprašanje, kdo je zrel za iniciacijo.
Temple president said, temple council, let's know if there's any recommendations for initiation, just speak up someone's name.
In pravot je vprašal tempelski koncil, če kdo pripravljen za iniciacijo, povejte njegovo ime.
So, simultaneously all everybody went, Pigpen, Pigpen, Pigpen.
Ti se eno glasno rekli, Sinjak, Sinjak.
So then we wrote away in Prabhupada and Prabhupada wrote back and I'm very happy to accept, because we didn't know his name actually, we never knew what his name was. Very happy to accept this boy, Prabhupada said. My duly initiated disciple, his name will be Rasada Das.
In potem smo pisali Prabhupada in Prabhupada, nikoli nismo zvedli njegovega pravega imena. Tako da je Prabhupada rekel, da bi se veseljem sprejel tega dečka in dal mu je ime Rasada Das.
But at the initiation, it was like he'd already been initiated. He was already a recipient of Prabhupada's mercy, full mercy.
Na iniciaciji on je v bistvu že bil iniciiran, že je dobil Prabhupadovo milost.
Just like Prabhupada said, I accepted Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as my spiritual master. The first time I heard him speak Krishna consciousness. In essence, initiation is like, it's like an official thing. The real initiation is in the heart, when the spiritual master accepts the disciple and the disciple accepts the spiritual master. At that point, the transaction of spiritual knowledge of spiritual mercy takes place.
In v tem smislu je iniciacija samo še zunanja stvar, formalnost, kajti iniciacija se zgodi v srcu, ko duhovni učitelj sprejme učenca in učenec sprejme duhovnega učitelja.
So Rasada went on to be bigger and bigger book distributor. He was able to conquer over his stutter, and we did manage to convince him to wear a nice kirtan. We got him a jacket, and you know, he went on to be a real gentleman, and after a while he'd give Bhagavatam classes. I used to sit there and think, my God, isn't this amazing? Old Pigpen's given a really good class.
In če se sem ga celo lahko pripričali, da je oblikal celo majico in postal je zelo, zelo dobro vrte in potem je celo dajo predavanje na Šrimad Bhagavatam in nekod sem pomislil, se naj daje res dobro predavanje.
You want to know what his favorite verse was?
Hočete vedeti, kateri je bil njegov najljubši vers?
When he quoted the most in class.
Kateri ga je največkrat citiral na predavanju.
Some devotees quote certain verses over, like me. We quote certain verses over and over again. This is his favorite. Years later, I talked to one of my godbrothers. He said, you know Rasada? Rasada, yeah. That one who goes out on the holidays and distributes books.
Hodi ven deli knjige o praznikih in načem prejem, ja.
I said, did you ever have his association? Yeah, that's a special devotee, he said, you know, he's got a special mantra. I said, oh, what's his mantra? His mantra is, Prabhupada save me, Prabhupada save you.
Potem se poprašal, ali si imel ti kdaj, se kdaj osebno poznal, in potem sem rekel, ja, to je res velika milost in potem me je vprašal, a ti veš kakšno, on ima eno posebno mantro in sem vprašal, ja, katera mantra je to? Prabhupada rešil mene, Prabhupada rešil tebe.
No, Prabhupada, they asked Prabhupada, what is your miracle? Prabhupada said, this is my miracle. I've changed all these boys and girls into devotees and in this particular instance into saint.
In ko so Prabhupada vprašali, kaj je tvoj čudež? In je dejal, to je moj čudež, da sem vse te fante in dekleta spremenil v svetnike.
So this is the beauty of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement and his pure devotee Srila Prabhupada, that they can bring out that Krishna consciousness in us in a very wonderful way, very quickly.
In to je lepota tega gibanja Sankirtana in Srila Prabhupada, da lahko v vsakem živem bitju na dan privlečejo to zavest Krishna.
So even though we're like the wine-stained pot, and for all practical purposes, we should have really become so purified in this age, the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna is so wonderful that we can become a pure devotee even in this lifetime.
In čeprav smo mi tako umazani, nesnaženi kot vrč, v katerem je bilo vino, po združeni milosti Šrila Prabhupade, duhovnega učitelja in Krišne, lahko postanemo prečiščeni.
That's the very special gift of the Vedic culture of India.
In to je zelo specialno, zelo posebno darilo duhovne kulture Indije.
The very special gift of Lord Chaitanya.
Zelo posebno darilo gospoda Chaitanya.
The very special gift of his pure devotee Srila Prabhupada.
Zelo posebno darilo njegovega čistega brata Srila Prabhupada.
The very special gift of the Maha Mantra.
Zelo posebno darilo Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Bhagavad Gita as it is, ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada, ki.
Jai.
Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, ki.
Jai.
Prasada Das, ki.
Jai.
Jai Gaur Panandi.
Hare
Krishna. So it's a little late right now. It's 10 o'clock at night. So we'll finish here. But we'd like to thank the temple authorities for inviting us to stay another day. Actually, we'd like to thank National Television. Because one very nice young lady, she came to interview me today for the television.
Kajte danes je prišla ena zelo fina mlada tekle in me je prišla intervjuvat za televizijo.
We had a nice chat, nice talk, and then we did the television interview. It was about 30 minutes or something.
Imela sem prijeten pogovor in potem me je intervjuvala za televizijo, kakšen 30 minut.
And we were going on, she was asking very nice questions, and I was trying to give answers as best I could.
Spraševala je zelo fino vprašanje in poskušala si dati kar najboljše odgovore.
And then we were both happy with it. It was just kind of picture perfect. And I sat back to relax, and she went to look at it on the little screen they have on those modern cameras and listen to it, and lo and behold, the picture was there, but there was no sound. So they kept, you know, trying to do the camera and give it a little bang and do like this, and you know, they were a little embarrassed to look at me. Well, Maharaj, we'll get it working in a minute. After a few minutes, they were getting more frustrated. We will get it working. Don't worry, Maharaj. You didn't waste your time. I said, no, never waste time talking about Krishna. Don't worry. Then I began to have my doubts. I said, it didn't work. So this young lady came up with the perfect answer. It wasn't her fault, it wasn't the cameraman's fault, it wasn't even the camera's fault, it wasn't even the microphone's fault. She came up with the perfect answer. Maharaj, it's a codicy. Nothing works on a codicy, right? Right. And I told her it's also Thursday afternoon. Prabhupada would never travel on a Thursday afternoon. Combination of Thursday afternoon and a codicy means neither the camera nor the microphone is going to work. So the unspoken conclusion was, well, we have to stay tomorrow and we'll try to get tomorrow, but I'm leaving tomorrow. But we didn't, we haven't finished the film.
Moraš ostati še jutri in da bomo jutri lahko posneli ta intervju. Ampak jaz sem da ampak jutri odhajam. In rekel, pa ne, nismo posneli intervjuja.
So then different devotees came in and said, well, maybe, you know,